I'm going to continue sharing today the revelation that I had from God in 2014, 2015. I shared quite a lot of it last week. There's a lot more to share, so I'm not going to comment on it a lot, just to release it, because it needs to be spoken out. The key is, you know, what has God said? What are the words that he's spoken? What has God shown? What are the visions and encounters that he's given? But what does God mean by it? And actually, what does it mean to me, to you? What does it actually mean for the church here? What does it mean for the wider church? And just let your spirit resonate with that which connects with you. There'll be a whole load of things that I share that you think, no idea what that means. That's okay. Just grab hold of that which God's spirit will resonate in your spirit, and you'll come into some agreement with, okay, what does this mean the next year for me? Last week we looked at scales of justice, lion, the kingly order, legislation, new sounds and frequencies, judgment, verdict, separation, end of a 40-year generation in August this year, beginning of a new order, Joshua generation, and the order of Melchizedek. And we shared a lot about that, and that's all available on the website. Now, I finished with a declaration by Nancy Cohen, who is a prophetic lady, and I want to start today with a vision that she had in 1995. It says, God caught her up in the spirit and showed her the earth realm and the spirit realm, and they were very far apart, and there was a separation in between them, and there wasn't even access place for one to the other. And suddenly the hand of the Lord took these two realms and began to push these two worlds together until they became overlapping. That was given in 1995. He said, I'm going to raise up a troop of overcomers who are going to stand in the overlapping place, and they're going to stand between the earthly realm and the spiritual realm, and they're going to go up into the spiritual realm, and they're going to grab what they see and manifest it in the earth. And that actually is what we're doing today in response to that prophetic word that was released. So it's important that when prophetic words get released, God takes them and can act on them. So that's why I'm releasing some of the stuff today. Another word that I received, which came out this year, the incubation in January and the birth in September. And I thought, I relate to that, because it's exactly what God has said to me. So the Lord spoke to me, this is a prophetic word that someone sent me, and said, this will be the year that the seers are coming into their multidimensional sight. A new realm of the prophetic will be birthed this year. In January, many prophetic people will enter into a season of incubation for greater manifestation. The Lord showed me that from January to September will be a time of preparation for what is going to be birthed towards the end of September. This nine-month period will be a time for conception and birthing of supernatural movement to be birthed into the earth. He said there will be the beginning of the overshadowing, much like what Mary encountered. There will be a birthing of a greater glory at the end of September. A place of unusual power will begin to flow towards the end of 2015 like we've never seen before. Many will begin to taste of the age to come. There will be a prophetic people that will begin to emerge towards the end of next year that will begin to speak a wisdom that is not from this world. They will manifest a message from an age to come. They will transcend the system of the world and operate from a higher order of the supernatural. Now, I think that fits in quite well with what things we've been hearing. So other people are seeing some of the same things, which is always reassuring, because God usually brings things in several witnesses. A Daniel company is coming. This will be a company of prophets who discern our times with pinpoint accuracy. Some will be given high places to speak into earthly governments around the world. They will have a mandate from the Lord to administer justice, solve complex situations that human intellect cannot understand. So today we're going to look at some more things that God said, and I'm just going to pick out some words that you might find as they go through this session. Ancient paths, shift in heavens, end of the old order, mysteries, deep hidden things, new heavenly authority, 12 high chancellor's houses, 12 laws of Zion, heavenly government, a choice, a call, a beckoning, and a wooing. Now, as a church with a wider apostolic ministry, we're called to be part of the Joshua generation. We're called to equip the Joshua generation as mentors for that new order, and we're called to receive our kingdom inheritance. That means we need to understand the order of Melchizedek, which I shared last week, understand the nature of judgment, scales of justice, understand our priestly and kingly functions, understand the year of the lion, and engage in the ancient paths. I shared this picture last week, but I'm going to put it on the screen. Lorna painted that picture on the 4th of January of the lion and basically saw that it was breathing out new frequencies and new sounds. She also last week painted that picture on Sunday before I shared about the angel of with the scales of justice and resetting the weights on the scales of justice with mercy and truth. And previous week I'd had a vision where I saw those scales of justice being tipped. So these are confirmatory things that people are seeing into the spiritual realm here and seeing these things that are going on. A while ago, she also painted this picture of an angel she saw standing next to me. And she said the angel gave me 7 technical instruments for navigation. Now, that sort of struck my interest, and I wanted to find out who that angel was. So I went to Wisdom on Wisdom's Heights and asked her. And in Proverbs 8, where it talks about wisdom, in verse 12, it says, I, Wisdom, dwell with prudence. And that angel is called Prudence. I will find knowledge and discretion. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding, power is mine. Now, this is the key to what this is about. Verse 15, by me kings reign and rulers decree justice, and by me princes rule and nobles, all who judge rightly. So this whole revelation is about bringing the kingdom, bringing justice and bringing right judgment. And prudence will help in that. It goes on in Proverbs 9, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her 7 pillars. She has prepared her food. She has mixed her wine. She has also set her table. She has sent out her maidens. She calls from the tops of the heights of the city. Wisdom is calling for our engagement. So God spoke to me when I went there, and he said, engage prudence and her gifts to open the revelation of the 12 houses. 7 gifts will enable you to navigate the dimensions that are to be opened. And these are the 7 things I was given. A sextant, compass, logbooks, map of territories, instruments for measuring wind, sound, and it waves, light, and a trumpet to herald a call. So I felt these were quite significant things. So I'm engaging that in myself to see what does this mean and how do I use those things? Because they're symbolic. It's not a literal sextant. It's a symbolic thing of something that will enable me to navigate. And there are territories and maps. And these are quite interesting things. And then God said, son, I'm calling you to a new level of governmental authority. It is time to come near to me and the heights of wisdom will be opened. I'm giving you the strategic instruments to plot the course ahead. Now, I haven't shared this a lot with people, but on my scroll of destiny, there is a large ship. And up until the end of last year, that ship was anchored. But God showed me that that ship had actually weighed anchor and was going to move. So these prophetic pictures are really significant for me and a confirmation, because I didn't share that with Lorna, that I had a scroll with a ship on it. She just saw into the spiritual realm and saw what the angel was doing. So it's important that we get hold of these prophetic things for our own life and find out what is on our own scrolls, because God will begin to engage and release those for us. Prudence will partner with you to discover the protocols that will open the doors and release my people into their positions of true heavenly authority. That's our inheritance for all of us. A new quest is your reward for faithfulness. Engage the waterfall and your quest will be revealed, which obviously I've done. I'll give you this quest to unveil the depths and the firestones and the sapphire cube. The affairs of the nations must be brought to order and called into the alignment of eternity. The house of scrolls will be opened once my precepts, statutes, laws are in sequence and the ordinances of heaven have been set into motion. That took me 3 weeks to get to the point where I understood that. But I now do, and I'm now beginning to engage that. I will set before you the opportunity to invest in many benches. That's places of authority. You must now be proactive and not reactive. So I'm having to begin to bring on my mountain to begin to declare and decree some things to see those benches released. Call the benches to arise, call the blueprints to be released, and the shadows to form, which is I'm now beginning to do. You must focus on the governmental functions of lordship and kingship. I've given you the swords of truth and judgment. You must wield them with precision. Order, order, order. That's what God said to me. The court is in session and the gavel is raised. Use this pause until September wisely to establish the order of the king as the lion takes focus. The very stars are awaiting for their repositioning orders as the suns accept their call to action from their mandated positions of true governmental authority. Now, some of this language, you may think, oh, I just don't understand what he's saying. It means that we're authorized and given positions of government to bring change to the created order. And you'll get used to the language in terms of mandates, positions, authority, but it's just godly, heavenly language that he uses to describe how the kingdom functions in the realms of heaven. Everything is being prepared for the new order, who will legislate statutes and ordinances, because they know my ways and my testimonies and fully understand the counsel of my precepts. The ancient laws are to be unveiled. The mysteries hidden in the dark cloud of my true person are being brought into the fullness of my light. The books are being opened. The ancient scrolls are once again being read. The creative force of my eternal desire for oneness is building. The pressure is increasing. The sound will be heard by true sons. It is the time that I'm about to hold back the waters and the veil will be drawn. Who will leave the old ways of the old order and cross over to the new dimensions of the royal priesthood of the Melchizedek order? That's a question that God is asking. That's a sound which is going out. Creation is waiting and will take a deep breath in anticipation of the revealing of true sons in their heavenly positions. Who will cross over? Who will embrace their destinies? The heavenly sound is intensifying and the winds of change are about to blow with great force. Get ready. Be ready, for the shift in the dimensions is being prepared. Great shifts are going to be released in all the spheres of authority as the mountain of the house of the Lord emerges from the wilderness to embrace its inheritance. The ground is about to break open and the landscape will be radically transformed. A voice is crying out from the wilderness, prepare the way for my people to cross. Let my forerunners cry out, cross over, as they shift dimensions and open the portals into the realms of the kingdom of glory. Arise and shine with your glory as the glory of true sons is revealed. Son, prepare for the new depths of revelation that my people need in this hour. I will accelerate your ability, increase your capacity, give you the key to unlock those abilities and capacities in those who will follow you into the new order. A new order, new spiritual landscape is about to arise. 12 houses. Now, these are 12 houses that are connected with the Jewish Maseroth and their chancellor's houses that are governmental spheres in the heavens. These 12 houses are about to release their mysteries and protocols to those who will follow the ancient paths to engage wisdom. And that's an invitation that we all have. She calls, this is talking about wisdom, to the sons of men to come and walk as Enoch on the ancient pathways in the ancient knowledge and ways. Wisdom's pillars are once again to be overshadowed, to be shadowed on the earth as it is on her heights. 12 pillars, 12 stones, 12 foundations, 12 gates, 12 houses, and their revelation are to come out of darkness into light. The mysteries hidden for so long in the shrouded mists are being readied to come forth from the myths and mythologies into revelation light. That really means there's a whole lot of things that are seen as myths and mythologies that actually have basis in truth, that the truth of those things is going to be revealed. The ancient ways on the ancient paths brought out of darkness into light, into the light of creativity. The power to create with conscious thought, the frequencies of sound and light will be restored to the true sons of God once again. I'm really looking forward to that. It's like I've been seeking and engaging in that for a long time, and that is going to be released more and more in the coming generation. Come back to creation's womb, my heart, to see what was, release what is, to become what will be. That's an invitation all of us have to step into God, to engage in his eternal heart and to engage in what and who we are. My heart is open to you. Come and see. Come and see what you have always been. Come out. I call out to you. Come and see. Come to my heart and you will see once more what has always been. Those things that were formed before the foundation of the world and where our spirit was formed. Now, I just want to share about progressive revelation, because many people will be saying, well, where do you get all this stuff from? Progressive revelation is a theological perspective on how God reveals truth. This is a definition of it. The progressive character of divine revelation is recognized in relation to all the great doctrines of the Bible. What at first is only obscurely intimated is gradually unfolded in subsequent parts of the sacred volume until the truth is revealed in its fullness. So in our statement of faith, it says this: we recognize that God is continually restoring truths and light to his church. We therefore place no limit on further revelation. However, each must be substantiated according to the scriptures. In other words, according to the character and nature of God revealed in the word of God. Mysteries, hidden truth, mystical truth will be revealed by the light of experience. This isn't going to be intellectual. It's by experience that we engage these things. Through visions, encounters, dreams, encountering God in the realms of heaven will begin to reveal things that have been hidden but are now being revealed. Daniel 12:3, I believe, is a passage which directly speaks into our situation today. Those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. Those who lead the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. As for you, Daniel, conceal these words and seal up the book until. So there were things that Daniel had as a prophet of God. He saw in the realms of the spirit that were sealed up until. Until what? The end of time. Many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. Now, I think that's a really good description of what's going on in the world right now. People are traveling all over the world and the way of knowledge of engaging people can be instant. What I share, and when I share this afternoon on the internet, people will be able to see it all over the world. So God is releasing revelation so that the whole world will be able to grasp it and engage it. Now, mysteries and things are not things that have not been talked about before. It's very much in the Bible, and in the New Testament particularly. Romans 16:25. This is Paul talking. Now, to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past. So he was talking about the revealing of mysteries, and that progressive revelation means they are continuing to be released to us. Ephesians 3:4. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. Colossians 2:2. And their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is Christ himself. He is revealing himself to us personally, not just as a person in a book or a story in history, but personally revealing himself in where he is and in us. Colossians 1:27, and to whom God will to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the revelation of what it is to have Christ in us, and the revelation of what it is to be in Christ and to be in the realms of heaven, were mysteries which were now being revealed. And of course, Paul himself was a forerunner who went into that realm of heaven and saw so many things that he could not express. He didn't have the words or the understanding to express them in a way which could have been understood now, then. But now they are. And now we're going into the same realms and seeing things that we can express. And we can understand because the revelation is open and we're in that period of time. Experiential knowledge by encounter, not intellectual information. God said this. He said, a way must be made for my new generation to find their destinies. The whole of the created orders are waiting, longing for my sons to arise and restore them. Ancient paths are opening once again where my people can walk with me in the restored knowledge that was lost. Proverbs 8:2. Paths meet the way. That's wisdom's heights. Psalm 23:3. Paths of righteousness. Psalm 139:24. The everlasting way. Isaiah 35:8. Highway of holiness. Jeremiah 6:16, ancient paths. And look at that scripture. Thus saith the Lord, stand by the ways and see an ass for the ancient paths. Now that's what I've been doing when I've been going to the ways, where wisdom is. I want to see those ancient paths, which are through ancient doors, which are available for us, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. And this is the saddest thing, but they said, we will not walk in it. And people are still saying no to God's call to embrace our destiny and to engage in the realms of heaven, which brings a sadness, because I know how wonderful it is to engage where we are destined to be in ruling in the realms of heaven. So God is calling the same things. He's saying, come to the way, ask for the ancient paths, the good way, and walk in it. That's what he's asking us today. Jeremiah 18:15. My people have forgotten me. They burn incense to worthless gods, and they have stumbled from their ways, from the ancient paths, to walk in byways, not on a highway. See, there's only one way, and that's God's way. Any other way is the way of the knowledge of good and evil. That's a pathway, rather than the pathway to life and the tree of life and the ways of life and the eternal way that God's opened for us to engage. God said this to me, and a lot of these things came over a period of time that I've sort of pulled together in some sort of order. But God said, I am the God of the whirlwind and the fiery pillars, and I'm coming soon in judgment to my people to call them to decide who they will serve. I am calling as multitudes stand in the valley of decision. I call for judgment to a new, abundant, overflowing life, but the old orders must be left behind in the wilderness of indecision. Adam, Enoch, Noah, and the ancient ones walked the ancient paths through the eternal dimensions. They walked on the circle of the deep. They walked amongst the stars. They walked through the earth. I'm calling you to engage in the restoration of the ancient paths, pathways, and knowledge. Son, hear my cry. Resonate with my call. Align yourself to my cause. I've shaken the old orders many times, and once more the old order is about to be shaken, and my true kingdom will begin to be manifested on earth as it is in heaven. My government will have its expressions on earth as Joshua's and Caleb's rise up and declare, we will cross the line, we will take possession of our inheritance. This new order, this new breed, has been promised for 40 years, but only now will the force of my judgment be exerted. There will be no straddling the line, there will be no foot allowed in both camps. I am issuing the call from my mountain. Choose this day who you will serve. There is fire in my eyes, a sword in my mouth, and I'm worthy to loose the seals. It is time to face the consuming fire of judgment. Who will bring me their scrolls? Now I've brought my scroll to that consuming fire of judgment. It scared the living daylights out of me. So much so I was physically shaking while I was in that realm. But I've subsequently been back, and it's a good place to go if you're ready. Who is prepared to come before me? Who is willing to stand before him who knows all in all? Who will stand before me and be undone and unraveled? Who will embrace the fire from the altar? Who will fly with the seraphim? Who will be my burning ones? Who will be the fire starters? Who? And God is looking for who will answer his call and respond. Judgment calls, judgment beckons. Who will accept their destiny? Who will come to the lion? Who is worthy to open the scrolls? Who will stand before the eyes of fire? Who will stand in the river of fire? Who will ascend on the firestones on my holy mountain? Who will take their positions on the ancient path, enthroned on my right hand? Those who will be established, those who will establish the pillars of fire on the earth and heaven. Those who will walk through the walls of fire and will burn as living flames. Those who establish my storehouses, my embassies, my habitations, my beachheads, my cities of refuge. Heaven is looking to see its reflection on the earth. And then the everlasting doors will be opened. Then fire will purge the atmosphere as the canopy of fire spreads, joining my pillars and becoming my covering once again. Son, it is time. Listen carefully to everything I have to impart to you. And this is true for all of us. God wants to impart so much, so it's time to listen carefully. You must rise up and take your place of government. That is for every single person. All of you have been given a governmental place, a position in the realms of heaven. That's why we've been engaging with the seven spirits of God who equip us for those positions of government. I have assigned you the chancellor's position and I've given you the seal. It is time to begin to use it to engage the 12 houses to release the understanding of the 12 heavenly laws of government. Go to each house in sequence and you will be able to receive the revelation you need to authorize and release heavenly authority. I went to the first of those houses on Monday, totally scrambled my brain. I have to admit, I wrote down a whole load of things, and when I read it back, I didn't understand anything I wrote. But actually, I saw some things, and now I have somewhere to start to engage. I've been to five other of those other houses out of sequence, because God took me there as a forerunner. Now he's asking me to go back and go through in sequence. So I've been to engage in the precepts of God, who he is in eternity, and how he does what he does. And it was an amazing experience that I know was going to release a whole load more revelation. So when you receive things, sometimes you don't understand them. You don't cognitively understand, but your spirit receives revelation, and your spirit will then draw you to engage and follow that revelation so that you can come into its truth and experience it and outwork it. But it starts with our spirit engaging. Release your frequency. Issue the call for government to arise. I am positioning those who will hear the call, but you must be ready to invest them and seal their mandates. The release of angelic harbingers is near, and those who refuse to embrace the new order will be given a choice until I will remove my approval and presence from their stewardship. Those who refuse sonship because they have ignored true friendship with me will depart from me because I don't know them. Their destinies will pass to others who had been faithful to put relationship before ministry. And this is so important. We have to put our relationship with God before everything we do for him and with him, because that will release us into our true identity and will release all that we do from that place. If we're looking for identity in what we do, then we'll head on the wrong path. So God is calling us into friendship, into relationship. There will be many successions that will take place as the old orders are removed and the new succeed them in heaven. There will be many reassignments in this coming year. Be ready to recognize and to authorize them. True government, patterned after heaven, will be established. I am looking for the sons who will take their heavenly positions and be who they always were. The pendulum is about to swing and momentum will increase as more and more enter the veils and experience my person. The dark cloud beckons and the eternal flame must be embraced. The deeper experiences of my manifold and multifaceted mysteries are to be encountered, and then great shifts will take place. Don't be distracted by the esoteric illusions that are being released that tickle the ears of the immature. I must admit, I had to go and look that up to find out what it meant. But God carried on and said, the mysteries hidden for long are to be made plain for those willing to embrace their positions of authority. Deep to deep beckons, but the cost must be weighed. The mysteries hidden will be made plain for those who will pursue me. The dimensions must be entered for the revelation of the mysteries to be opened up and governmental authority revealed. The mysteries once hidden are awaiting those who will answer the call to take their places in heavenly government. You know, I've probably learned more in the last year and had more experience in the last year than I had in the previous 3 years. And those 3 years, I had more revelatory encounter and experience than the previous 40. So things are increasing when you begin to pursue them. And God is wooing us, calling us, crying out to us to come to him and embrace our destiny and to engage in the realms of heaven. I will issue the call to come once again. Be ready to make it simple. The sapphire cube and the dimensions within dimensions have been mysteries, but now will be experienced by those who are willing to come within. Several of you here are engaging with that. I know a number around the world are engaging with those dimensions. some of the things I shared earlier part of this year in terms of engaging the sacred geometry, which is really the DNA of the spiritual realm. And God is revealing and releasing it and calling us to come and engage it. The 3, 4, 7, 12 dimensions of governmental orders will be revealed through personal encounter with these heavenly dimensions or spheres, not through the esoteric ramblings of the so-called mystics who are placing veils of mystery over the eyes of those who look and listen, but have not entered in and have not taken their position as lords. It's not something just to listen to. You have to experience it. And many people are listening to the words that people are saying, esoteric ramblings, which do not bring people into the revelation and experience of it. We have to experience these things. It's not enough just to listen. We have to receive it ourselves. Metatron, who is the chief angel of the order of the chaos living creatures, is my chosen vessel for this year. The keys to understanding the times will be given freely, and the doors to dimensional spheres of true governmental authority will be opened. Metatron will give the keys and open the doors to those willing to let go of the old and fully embrace a new order, lengthening and shortening time for resourcing of good deeds. Now, I really like that, because that's what I've asked God to do in my life. I am doing more stuff than I've ever done before, and actually, I'm not doing any less things than I've done before. So, I've been able to do more things in the same time that I used to do before. So, it's like God's enabling me to have greater capacity within the time I've got. Something that would take me a day takes me an hour. Sometimes I would prepare a message for a whole week, I'm having to do it in several hours. Because God is enabling that to take place. He's also enabling people to travel great distances in shorter times. There are testimonies around being trans-relocated and moved because God is shortening the time and lengthening the time for our engagement. And we're going to need that. The order of Melchizedek will arise and be revealed when the last generation finally refused to cross and the 40 years is complete. The Joshua generation will be given the mantle of government and investiture and succession will be over and enthronements will quickly take place. The forerunners have gone before. They are already in governmental heavenly positions, but must be ready. When the 40 years has passed, I want to explain this 40 years. 40 years ago, August this year, a prophetic word was released by a prophet of God that there was a billionfold harvest coming. Most people didn't take that seriously, and most people didn't embrace its full meaning. That 40 years has almost gone. And most people are not ready for the harvest that's coming. God is calling us to be ready. That's why he's doing what he's doing. When the 40 years has passed, expect the light intensity to increase to such a level that the old orders will be exposed for what they are, man's best efforts. I will leave in ways that appear suddenly to take place, but for many they have ignored the call to cross over for years. Suddenly will only be the appearance to those who have followed and have been submitted under those old mountains. Long have I been calling to the sons of men to come, but they would not. The call will continue for 8 months in 2015. Then I will finally begin to leave the old order. Then the new sound of the new call to cross over and enter beyond the veil will go forth to those who have never imagined or thought. See, so many people have never heard of this stuff. They've never thought that they could possibly engage spiritually with God or experience him in a personal way. Those people are going to be called because many people have been called have not chosen to follow. So God is going to call more and more people who have not an inkling of what's coming, but he's going to call them. Make ready the Joshua generation, for they must be ready to guide those who are the early responders and will become lost without the forerunners. Can you imagine people from traditional churches who suddenly get brought into the revelation of these things? Without someone there and people there who have embraced this stuff as forerunners, they will be lost. But that is why God is raising up the Joshua generation mentors, ready to take those people and help them. The new landscape will be overwhelming without those who have spied out the land. God always sends spies ahead, looking for those who will go ahead and embrace before time to release those things that are coming. The affairs of the nations will be a high priority, so government must be established for cities, regions, parallels. The map of the world will be rewritten, and great shifts in the affairs of those new order governments will be the agendas of heaven. As the sword of judgment falls on the religious systems of man, I will reveal pure gold, a pure golden bride from amongst the ore. The seraphim are being prepared and the fiery swords already in place. From the fire of true judgment, the true ecclesia will rise. I will reveal by fire those who are willing to leave the old Moses systems behind and will be the Joshua foundations of the new order. The fire of my judgment will both remove the stumbling blocks and bring lawlessness into light. I will reveal those that which does not reflect heaven's government, and new mountain foundations will arise from the desolation of my departing. Many cries of Ichabod, the glory has departed, will go forth as I leave the old desolate, just as I left the temple of old. I am once again ready to overturn the money changers' tables of those who have turned my house into a self-serving businesses. I have been preparing for 40 years, as this generation has mostly ignored the call to prepare for the harvest. Now the final calls are being released in preparation for my verdict. Those who leave the old with me will go deeper into the revelation of the supernatural engagements that are the hallmark of the new order. Those who do not embrace their heavenly positions of government beyond the veil of Jordan in their true inheritance will remain in the desolation of the wilderness. In August, I will begin to leave the institutions of the old earthly religious systems. My present in the new order, patterned after the blueprints of heavenly government, will transition to glory. God's presence is going to change. All that we've been receiving so far is a manifestation of his presence. When he manifests his glory amongst us, it's going to be a whole different ballgame. When his glory manifests, it won't be subjective, like, oh, I had a wonderful meeting today. And someone else can say, well, I didn't meet with God at all today, in the same place, because it's subjective to our own personal experience. But when God turns up in person and his glory manifests, everyone will see it. Everyone will engage it, because they will have either be on their faces before God, or they'll be running when God turns up. I am calling the Joshua generation to follow me out of the wilderness of the old order into true destiny as sons, invested with heavenly authority, ready, prepared for enthronement. For the new to be enthroned, there must be a succession. The old must die for the new to be multiplied. Don't let loyalty to the old hinder you. Don't look back. You cannot change the old from within unless those who are leaders in the old are Joshua forerunners of the new. Only remain in what still appears to be old if there are visionary apostolic leaders who have tasted beyond the veil and who have my heavenly blueprints to transition into the new order. If there are no heavenly blueprints where you are, then follow me and I will lead you to the new orders that are being established, those who are laying the foundations of cities of refuge. Only those who are prepared to engage heaven and invert the mountains in humility become reflections can truly transition from old to new. Son, you must focus on your role as a heavenly chancellor to release the blueprints and support those in transition and open up the revelation of the 12 laws and 12 transfers, houses of Zion. Getting there. The mysteries, long hidden secrets, are now being revealed. The myths, so-called, will become true ancient pathways for my people to walk on again. Patterns of government will be unveiled so that true government can bring dominion to the whole created order. You have your sword. You will be one of my instruments of judgment. The sword of truth will divide and separate and call for decisions and choices to be made. Swing the sword with love, honor, and respect for many who are still in the valley of decision, in the wilderness, and siding with the Moses generation are yet to decide. Issue a call and send out a proclamation. Blow the silver trumpet, decree the new season, consecrate yourselves, for I am about to do great wonders in the heavenly realms, and great shakings will take place in the atmosphere and on the earth. Many will call it this and many that, but it is the birth pangs of the new order and the death rattle of the old. Creation itself will begin to shift in response to the revealing of heavenly government on the earth once again. There will be schisms and divides on the maps of men, but on the maps of heaven, there will be great movement towards oneness and harmony for the affairs of the nations. Son, your capacity for supernatural increase, as you fully embrace your role both in heaven and on earth, there will be an increase in our capacity when we embrace this. I went to the temple. This is what happened New Year's Eve. I went to the temple, and the seraphim were really attentive. And I saw their eyes, and there was something deep in their eyes of very deep meaning. And I took this arrow and bow and fired it at a map. And it went north, west, south, east of North America. It's a map of the whole of North America. Each arrow had a red cord attached to it, and it formed a matrix of connections. And I saw it overlaid with a pyramid pattern, northwest to northeast, northwest to southeast, southeast to northeast to southwest. It was just like a crossing over. And when I actually saw it, it looked like that. It looked like a map that had a pyramid over the top. And God was saying that he was establishing governmental authority in those places, connecting those places and those regions so that he could bring the government of God over that. And that's a pattern for what he will do in the nations of the world and in the regions of the world. He's going to establish government. Now, I have a privilege of being involved with people in many of those areas, and I know God is going to increase that. The lion roared, calling me to release a new sound, a new call. The old order will end, and the new order must be ready to take responsibility. There are so many mountains, ranges, occupied by dragons and giants, spiritual forces of the enemy, because of the failure of the Moses generation to cross into their heavenly authority. I saw ranges of mountains covering the globe. So in this same picture with where the seraphim were, I began to see the globe covered with mountain ranges all over, superimposed over it. And I saw many mountains with three thrones on them, waiting for benches of three to rise up and take their places. So many who failed to answer the call of their destiny. Because of that, those mountains are empty. So many too busy with ministry to become friends who have been working for me in long over mandates. Many people are continuing to do what they've always done, not realizing that God is no longer authorizing them. I am releasing the call for Joshua's and Caleb's to arise and be the sound for the next generation to resonate with. I'm calling fathers and mothers to align their hearts with mine so I can turn the hearts of the children back to their heavenly destinies. Son, become the sound of the lion roaring, the new frequency that will cause a resonance to the place like never before. God is wanting us to issue the sound from our own lives, to begin to come into that harmony, that symphony of heaven, where we all fit in and begin to manifest who we are. You have accepted the responsibility for two scrolls. That's what we've done here. Scroll for the harvest and scroll for the Joshua generation. But there are more coming. You must be ready. The hills must be laid low, the valleys raised, the way must be made straight so that there can be the highway of holiness that will lead to the ancient paths once again. The cherubim and the fiery swords must be embraced to access the way. Remember, God put a fiery sword and cherubim to block the way, the eternal path, to engage back into the realms of eternity. But we can go through them because Christ has opened the veil. The enemy can't, but we can, and we're invited to go that way. Look to the constellations for the signs of impending upheaval as the affairs of the nations are administered by the sons of God once more. The stars will release their light and glory to the sons of God once more, the resonance of their light and sound once again restored to divine order. Announce it, herald it, blow the silver trumpet, Ecclesia arising, Ecclesia arising. Answering creation's groan with the resonant frequencies of heaven on earth as suns arise to vibrate to the rhythm of the Father's heart. Our destiny awaits. Each person's here, destiny awaits. Everyone who's listening to this around the world, your destiny awaits. God is calling you into a new revelatory dimension of intimacy and relationship that will release the positions of government that he has for each one. I encourage you to leave everything of the old behind and embrace the new. Embrace the destiny that God has for you. He is calling, He's issuing a sound. Many are hearing that sound and responding. But God wants each person to take their position of authority on in heaven and as a gateway of heaven to manifest that on the earth, to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven once again. Let your spirit resonate and be drawn to follow those ancient pathways, to embrace the revelation that God's receiving so that you can be all that God has created you to be, knowing who you are as sons of God. Amen.